The January 6th panel has unanimously urged criminal prosecution for Donald Trump. Let's dig into it again. Joining us live is Bloomberg congressional reporter Billy House. Thank you again, Billy. Now, we know this is not legally binding to go through it for criminal prosecution, but the charges are severe. So let's go through them. And this is, you might want to comment to it, a result of serious, exhaustive work.
Oh, it has been. I mean, we're 17 months of investigation by the committee and millions of dollars and, as you know, 18 well-publicized hearings. But the referrals are essentially four charges, including the assistance of an insurrection, which is very severe, could result in disqualification of a person, in this case, former President Trump, from running for office again.
Yeah, and the referrals do go to the, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. The referrals go to the Department of Justice, which is working on two separate investigations of its own.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, the Department of Justice at this point, 17 months after the House Committee began its work, maybe even further along than the House Committee ended up. So we don't know where they are, but we know that they are well into some of these issues. And so is a separate investigation out of Georgia in Fulton County, Atlanta.
So the committee mentioned Donald Trump and John Eastman by name. Now, unless I missed it, and I may have gone away to go to the bathroom or something watching the hearing, they mentioned them as co-conspirators. They mentioned more names to come. Do we have an inkling of who?
Well, we do. I mean, but they do it in a kind of, I don't want to say soft-peddling way, but with they suggest with a number of the charges, including the obstruction and the conspiracy charges, that there were a number of individuals, and they run from former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to Justice Department lawyer Jeffrey Clark to even former Mayor Giuliani, who had played roles in some of these activities, and therefore they suggest, the committee that is, that the Justice Department look into those or scrutinize their roles.
And they have ethics referrals, too, that they're going to get to, including Kevin McCarthy. Does it make it harder for McCarthy's bid to become speaker, which is challenged already?
It is challenged, but ironically, it's the only challenger is also one of the four House members with the GOP leader to be slapped with a referral to the House Ethics Committee. Andy Biggs of Arizona, who says he's running against McCarthy, is also being accused by the committee of not obliging a subpoena and therefore should face ethics charges.
Yeah, now, I heard conjecture today that McCarthy actually, to get in, may have to make deals where it would take one House member to challenge him and he'd be out. Is that correct? And how does that work?
Well, it's a complicated process. Here's the rub. The entire House, Republicans and Democrats, 435 members, vote on January 3rd who will be the next speaker. McCarthy and Republicans hold a very slim majority, only four seats right now. And if Biggs and his group of five or so decide to hold out, McCarthy's going to have a tough time getting the required 218 votes. The process is until somebody can get at least 50% plus one of the total House votes, you don't have a speaker. You keep doing the reballoting. Now, that hasn't happened for decades, but it's shaping up to be a very real possibility this January.
Okay. All right, Billy, great work. And this is the committee work. The body of work is just absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. That is Billy House, congressional Bloomberg reporter.